NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Just 2 days before Tuesday's midterm elections, Republicans look poised to take over the Senate. But as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, there are still a surprisingly large number of races too close to call.
This is an election where nobody likes anybody, where large majorities of disgusted voters tell pollsters they think the country's on the wrong track and Washington is broken. That's bad news for the incumbent party, and Democrats have been struggling to hold on to their Senate majority. Republicans are confident of winning 4 Senate races in Montana, West Virginia, South Dakota, and Arkansas, and they have a lot of other states where they might find the 5th and 6th seats they need to become the Senate majority. Democrats are counting on their traditionally superior field operation to turn out their voters. But in a midterm election, it's the Republican coalition, older, whiter, more rural, and more married, that tend to vote in large numbers. The Democrats' coalition, younger, more minorities, and more single women, tend to stay home. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for restraint and calm in Jerusalem. At the same time, he's promising tougher security. NPR's Emily Harris reports that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is also hoping the volatile situation in Jerusalem will quiet down.
Netanyahu blamed, quote, Islamic extremists for stirring up unrest over the Temple Mount, or Haram al-Sharif, the hotly contested site in Jerusalem's old city, holy to both Jewish and Muslim believers. It's a shift from recent Netanyahu comments blaming Palestinian leader Abbas for inciting violence with calls to defend the holy site for Muslims by, quote, any means necessary. On Sunday, a right-wing Israeli politician who wants more Jewish access to the Temple Mount visited it under police guard. There were no major incidents, but clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces broke out in other areas. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The United Nations Panel on Science says climate change is happening, and it's almost entirely due to human activity. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change also says emissions may need to drop to zero by the end of the century. But UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says it's not too late if the global community and policymakers act on climate change now.
If we act now, immediately and decisively, we have the means to build a better and more sustainable world.
The final wording was approved in Denmark yesterday after a week-long line-by-line review. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan is announcing plans for the merger of almost a third of the parishes in the Archdiocese of New York. A years-long review produced a plan to merge 112 of 368 parishes. It's one of the largest reorganizations. This is NPR News. The nurse who successfully challenged Maine's quarantine for healthcare workers who've treated Ebola patients says she'll respect the wishes of local residents and avoid going into town during the illness's 21-day incubation period. Casey Hickox tells the Maine Sunday Telegram she had no option but to fight against the way medical workers were being treated. Thousands of people are remembering former Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Anne Mostu from member station WGBH reports local residents and state officials gathered in the city's historic Faneuil Hall today to pay their final respects.
In the city's first snowfall of the year, Boston residents waited outside and shared stories from Mayor Menino's 20 years in office. Glenda Allen from the city's Alston neighborhood says she loved how casual he was. She met Menino when she moved here from the Caribbean.
Since I'm here in 72, shopping in Pileys, we shop together. I know him a long time. And he helped my son. My son is a veteran. He helped him get a house and all of that. He's a great man. That's why I'm here.
Inside, the moving scene included Menino's family and a rotating honor guard of former staff members and city employees. The private funeral and burial will take place Monday. For NPR News, I'm Anne Mostu in Boston.
Volcano monitors on Hawaii's Big Island say overnight rain has reduced the smoke that's coming from a lava flow. The lava pace has stalled after slowly creeping toward a small town. Hawaii County Civil Defense Director says the flow remains 480 feet from the main road in and out of Pahoa, a town of about 1,000 people. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.